should be something more valuable. See, on the table, which is used for everything, because the table is also a problem. If you have your candlesticks on the tray, anything supporting the candlesticks are a problem.
Becomes muktzah.
Becomes muktzah. So if you have your candlesticks on the table becomes muktzah also. So there, that's the chalas. You have the chalas, or you put a siddur down, because the table is something that's used for everything. So you don't need it to match. You know, but the tray is more specific to the candlestick, so you need something more chashuv, more. So that's where they put the ring now.
Yeah, the Kiddushka for Pesach, the Haggalah.
The same thing. Well, since it's a minig, it's used in cold, but since it's always on the chametz table, so the minig is to do Haggalah.
And what if we have this? You know, one of these things where it pours out this whole round thing. Is that?
Well, same thing. If you want anything. Anything, even though it's used only in cold, and theoretically all you have to do is wash it off well, but the minhag is that anything that's constantly, that's been commonly on a chametz table, we do hagolo, or at least iroi, before putting it on the chametz table, or we cover it, we put a protective covering. You're right. And I'm giving you now the general rule. My mother, Shalom, used the same tray for the candlesticks, but it was always covered. Pesach was covered in aluminum foil
because it was on the table.
Yeah, it's on the table. Okay. So we're up to Perek Sheni, Shara Bitachon, and the Chavis Halvava says. Aval Hasibos Asher Behen Yito. He says, "What? He's going to pull a trick on us now." The Chavis Halvavos. He's going to go through the things that would cause people to have bitachon in other people. Just logically, when would you have bitachon in someone? He wants to make it real. Not just we should pay lip service to this idea of bitachon. He wants us to internalize it, to really feel it, to work on it. So he says, when you rely on people, so what are the elements that allow you to do so? So he analyzes that in just Perek, and he comes up with seven attributes, seven realities, really, that would allow you to rely on someone. And then he says, you know something? You put together all seven, and without these seven, you wouldn't really rely on someone. Then he says, only Hashem has all seven things. So the only one you can really rely on is Hashem. So he analyzes why you would rely on anyone. He's not talking about Hashem yet. Again, he wants to make it real. So you could think you have a friend. Person has a mother, a child relies on their mother. We'll see as we learn it. You rely on your uncle, you rely on, and there's different elements that allow you to rely on them. So let's learn. Aval Hasibos, the reasons, Asher Behen Yitochen, that it would be even possible to have bitochon min aboteach al hanivroin, on other created things, for people to have bitochon on other people. Hem Sheva. Seven. Ha'achas, number one. Ha'rachamim, v'hachemlo, v'hachanina, v'ha'ahava. That the person feels kindly disposed to you. He loves you. He has a love. He wants to help you. He wants to do for you. He has rachmonos on you. It's not just, as we saw it in the first parak. The first parak said as a basic principle that if you think you're only going to get it if you deserve it, you can't have bitachon. Bitachon is even if I don't deserve it. That's why he starts off with the word rachman. That the object of your bitachon is kindly disposed towards you. He has rachmanis on you. V'hachanina, he's favorably favorably disposed towards you. V'ha'ava. There's a love there. He loves you. Not he loves himself. He loves you. He wants to do for you. Without that, you can't start. Ki ha'odom, a person, kasher yedal zulaso. Once he's convinced on the object of his bitachon, shehu merachem, that he has rachmonos v'chomel olav, and he feels, then boteach bo, then you could feel, then you could have bitachon, v'nafsho nirgas olav, and I feel calm, because that was the basic definition of bitachon in Perek Aleph, the serenity that you feel once you rely on the object of your reliance. V'nafsho nirgas olav b'meshayatil olav me'inyonov. Dumping on him, so to speak. In other words, you're bothering the person. You're bothering the person. But think of, you're bothering the person. You have to feel that they don't care, that you're bothering them. That they love you. And they, so I think the best example I would give is our mothers. Our mothers, right? The child relies on the mother, and he knows that no matter, he keeps asking the mother for things, whether it's for food, or to take care of them, or to clean them, or to, you know, you just, we keep, parents, we keep on, it's like a, we keep on dumping on them, we keep on relying on them for our lives, for our things, especially when you're young. So, and you don't think, oh, it's going to be a bother, my mother's going to get fed up. I'm just saying this as an example. It's universally true that the mother's point is, step one is you have to think the person's not going to be, it's not a bother. Your need is not a bother to that person. It's not just a pain in the neck. That's number one. That's how you have to start. That the person has rachamim, chemlo, and ahava towards you, because you're bothering him. That's why we say, and if you have a kavana, we say, admirer, we say, Ohev Amo Yisrael. And in the morning we say, Habocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ahava. We say, Ahava Rabba Ahav Tonu Hashem Elokeinu. We have to realize that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. He has a love for us. And whatever love we experience in our lives, whether it's parents or a spouse or us towards our children or parents, or any love we have, ideally, ideally we're supposed to, like, oh, this emotion is what I'm supposed to feel towards Hashem. V'yohavto eis Hashem Elokecha. And we're supposed to realize that Hashem has that, it's hard to say the word emotion in conjunction with Hashem, but we're told to believe and to realize that Hashem loves us. Hashem has an ava towards us. Hashem wants to help us. We're not a bother. We're not bothering Hashem. It's not that he has something else to do, and we're bothering him with our needs. So that's step, that's number one. That Ohev Amo Yisrael. You're not bothering him. He wants to help you. He wants to do for you. Okay. The Hashemis. The second item is She'im Ahavoso also, even after you've established that this person loves you and wants what's best for you, but he has other things going on in his life. Yeda, you have to know, if you want to feel calm, if you want to feel that serenity created by bitachon, yeda shehu lo yisale mimenu. He won't forget about you. He won't be busy with other things. He could love you very, very much, right? But if he has a deadline to meet in his job, or he has other more pressing things, so then no matter how much he loves you, he has other things to do that are bigger priorities. So you have to feel that he has to truly be boteach in someone, and to feel that serenity, you're calm, you have to be convinced that he doesn't have a greater priority than you. That's number two. Number one is he loves you and cares about you and wants to help you. Number two is he has no bigger priority than you. Yeda shehulo yisalem imenu. He won't forget about you. It's not just priority, it's he won't forget about you. He won't ignore you. V'lo yazniach estrochav. He won't be lazy. He'll make you a priority. Ela yeda, rather you'll know, shehu mishtadil, the doeg l'kach, that he's worried. This is a priority by him. Helping you is a priority. Key, because, again, Chagavavis talks very down to earth. He wants us to, you know, learning it is not really, doesn't accomplish much. I have to admit. You have to think about these things. It's not hard to think about them. You don't have to be tied to a text. That's why the Chavis HaLovas is very good. He's always making lists. He's always counting out so you could practice memorizing them. And you think about this. And he brings it so down to earth. Ki yim lo yuzbar lo zem imenu. If you won't, he puts it down on the table, the Chavis HaLovas. If it's not clear to you that you're a priority in this person's world, lo yitochen sheyiftacholav. You won't be talking in him. Or you'll have a half-hearted bitochen. You certainly won't feel the serenity of bitochen. Machmas is the also because you know as his almuso. He has other things going on in his life. He may have other priorities. He's busy. There's a chasana tonight. He's marrying off a daughter. He's busy. You can't rely on him. He has other things going on. He'll neglect taking care of you because he has other things, or maybe he'll just forget about it, or maybe he's tired and he doesn't have time for you tonight. When you put these two things together, there's going to be more. He's going to count up to seven, but now he's saying when you combine leboteach, to the boteach, b'misha botacholov, to the object of his bitachon, shtei hanakudos halalu, these 2 points, klomar, otzem harachmonos olov, that he cares about you, he feels kindly towards you, he wants what's best for you, he wants to help you, he has rachmonos on you, and v'choze kahashgachosh, b'inyonov, and he pays attention to you. Oh, yiftach olav b'li safek. Then you can have bitachon. But you need those two things. You need that he cares about you, and you need that he doesn't neglect you, that he makes you a priority. Okay? That's 2 things. Vashlishis. Number 3 is, even if you have these 2 things, he cares about you, and you're on his list of priorities, but maybe he can't help you. Who says he can help you? Maybe he doesn't have the ability to help you. Let's say you're sick. Someone comes to me, they're sick. I care about them, and I put everything aside to help them. I'm not a doctor. I can't analyze what's wrong with them. I can't prescribe medicine for them. I'm not able to help them. So he comes to me for a job. They want me to help them get a job. Same thing, put everything aside, I want to help them, yeah. I go and the guy doesn't want to hire them. There's nothing I can do, I can't force somebody else to do something. Vahashlishis, so how can you have bitachon in someone? Again, bitachon, serenity. You feel calm, you're in good hands. You're not going to feel like you're in good hands, even when you have the first 2 attributes, if the person is not all powerful, if he's unable to carry through. She also shabotach olav, the person you're being boteach on, chazak, he's strong, he can overcome adversary. Let's say there's obstacles in his way, maybe he doesn't have money, or maybe even if he's getting money for you, but he may be put off by obstacles. Maybe there are obstacles he can't overcome. Bilti menutzach, that he won't be an opposing force, won't be victorious, neged ritzono, over his own will. T'lo yimne ba'do, and won't stop him, and no opposition will stop him milamale trochav from doing what he wants. Lefishim hoya cholosh, because if the object of your bitachon is weak, lo yitachon habitachon olav. How can you have bitachon afal pi, even though shenes barara? Again, the Chavzalovus talks like this because he wants to make it very down to earth, something you can think about and mull over as you go through your day, and you can internalize it, because he talks very, very down to earth. He says, even if it's clear to you, and he repeats, Chemloso, it's clear to you that he loves you, and he cares about you, and he has pity on you, and he wants what's best for you. Vahashgochoso, and it's clear to you that you're a priority in his eyes. He doesn't have other things to take care of. You're the top priority. But how can you feel serene and calm? Machmas himonus hadvarim imenu al harov. Most things in life have obstacles. Nothing goes easy. There's always obstacles. There's always problems. There's always issues come up. There's always difficulties. So how can you really trust someone, rely on someone, feel serene about your trust if there's always obstacles that come up? So who says he'll be able to overcome every single obstacle? Okay, b'chasha yiskabtsu bo shloshes advar malalu. So now that we combine all three things, he cares about you and has rachmonos on you, he wants what's best for you, and you're a priority to him, he doesn't have other things also to take care of, and he's omnipotent, he's strong, you feel he's not going to be put off by obstacles, he's going to overcome all obstacles. Oh. Then you could have bitachon. You have bitachon all of yosir chiyuvi. Now we're working towards bitachon. Now it's possible to have that bitachon. It'll be more positive, it'll be more likely. Varavius, another point. Let's say everything is there. A guy comes to me, he's sick, he needs me to help him. Okay? I feel for him and I put everything else aside and I'm able to help him. But if I never studied, I'm able to, meaning I won't let obstacles stand in my way. I can overcome all obstacles. But who says I know what's best for him? If I didn't go to medical school, I might prescribe for him, I'll overcome all obstacles, I'll get into the drugstore, and I'll put everything else aside, and I'll get him a medicine, and this medicine is bad for him. This is not the medicine he needs. So I have to know what's best for him. The person you're having bitachon is has to know how to help you. He could turn over the whole world, and he could do something that's not really helping you at all. The Horevius number four is you have to be convinced that the object of your bitachon yodeya, that he knows what's good for you. You can't go to a layman and ask him to write a prescription. Even the most well-meaning layman that loves everything, but he doesn't know. So you have to feel convinced that he knows ofani toali yosov zeshabotayachala, that he knows what's best for the person being both relying on him. V'lo ye olei mimenu, and it's not hidden from him, masha, and you can't just do what's superficially good for him. I won't have bitachon in someone that's just gonna give me a placebo, that's gonna do something that's only superficially good for me, and then in a week it explodes, it blows up, turns out it's no good for me, but it was good for me for a few hours or days, that's not good. That's why the Chavis HaLodah says, V'lo yayon lo mimenu, it's not hidden from him, mashemasim lo b'mistarov, on a deeper level, not just superficially. Uvenigleihu, benister, benigla, umashayeshbo, tikunus matzavo, what will really help him in a fundamental way. Lefisha kozman shenia deyazos, if he doesn't know what's really going to help me in a fundamental way, lo seiroga nefesh haboteach olav machmaskach, he won't have that serenity. It's very important. part of the definition is that you're calm. That's part of the definition. You're relying in a way that is calming. If you're nervous, that's not true bitachon. It's not real bitachon. That's not what bitachon is. That's not the bitachon you're supposed to have in Hashem. You're supposed to feel calm. So how can you feel calm if the person, you're not sure if he knows what's good for you? So he said, again, the Chavis HaLavas in this parak wants you to just think on a very mundane level. Don't think about Hashem. Think of the people you would rely on if you have a trouble, or if you're looking to rely on someone if you have a trouble. So what would you look for? The Chavis HaLavas wants you to think about, wants to stimulate your mind. What would I look for? If I have a huge trouble, something chalila terrible happened, and I need someone to help me. Oh, I'm going to go to, so who are you going to go to? What are you going to be looking for? So he's going through the things that a person would look for. He's not lecturing to us. He's just telling us simply, you know, you're going to go to someone that cares about you, someone that's going to make your priority, someone that is able to help you, and someone that knows how to help, that knows what's needed. He's not going to run around like a chicken without a head, even if he's very capable and he loves you and you're his priority, but if he doesn't know what you need, so what good does it do? The chasher yiskabtzu lobo. And then you think about it, when you go to someone for help, that's what you're looking for. And think of the people who have tried to help you and didn't have these elements. V'chashe yiskabtzu lobo, and when you collect this list, hayadiyah, that you're aware, b'toal Yosef, that he knows, he goes backwards now. He wants you to memorize it, because in this sentence he goes backwards. B'toal Yosef, that was number four, that he knows how to help you. V'hayecholas al kach, that was number three, he's able to. V'chozek ahashgacha bo, you're a priority, he's thinking about you. That's number two. V'hachemla olaf, so he just went backwards. He wants you to memorize it. He went forwards and backwards. Then, yechzak bitchonu olaf b'li safek. Now you could have me talking on someone when these things come together. But it's not enough. V'hachamishas, number five. Number five is an interesting point. And again, it's based on the idea that part of the definition of bitachon is to be fully serene and calm. What he's going to say here is that the person has to really have bitachon in someone. He has to have a track record that he's helped you before. It's a push a psychological point, because he's dealing with the calmness, with the serenity, your ability to rely. That's what he said in Perek Aleph. It's not just a verb, rely on him. It's rely on him in a way that now you're calm. That's what we want to achieve with Bitochen and Hashem. That's what he said in Perek Aleph. It's a very, very important point. The purpose of the avoda of bitachon is to achieve serenity in our lives, to be calm, not to be stressed. So he says, if the person didn't have a track record, he's saying, you're always gonna, all these things could be true, all these four things we said till now. But if he's never helped you before, you have this in your mind. Is he going to do it? Is he going to help me? But if he has a track record, and he's helped you before, he's helped me before. That's how we say in Nishmas. I always say it over. Adheinu azavunu achamecha, v'lo azavunu chasodecha, v'al techeinu Hashem elokeinu lenetzach. Hashem has a track record. We look back, and we count our blessings, and we see what Hashem has done for us in the past, either in similar situations, or even in not similar situations. But he's been there for us. He has a track record. He has a track record with Klal Yisrael. He Mitzrayim galtonu, Bebeis avodim pedisonu, Perom santonu, Tzilukul kaltonu. We're here, you know, Klal Yisrael has undergone a lot of tragedies in its history. But if you count up the umos that started up with us and wanted to destroy us, so they're not here anymore. Right? And we're here. So that's what he's saying. The person, the object of your bitachon has to have a track record. See, realize what Chavis Lomas is saying. He doesn't have to have a track record for me to have bitachon in him. You'd say, why can't I have bitachon in him even if he doesn't have a track record? Because you won't be fully calm. Because there'll be part of you that's wondering if he's going to help. Is he going to help you? See, I called someone today. We need someone for Shraga to do something again. And I called someone today, so the person wants to help it, and he has a track record. He helped before. So I felt better. I knew I'm talking to someone who has helped in the past. So I can go to him. Okay. V'chamishis, she'ezer shabotchem olav musuru lo levado, hanhogas aboteach olav, he has taken care of me in the past. Meireishis heyoso. Because Allah is really from way back when, there was never a time when he didn't help me. There was no situation in which he said, I'm sorry, in this situation I won't help you or I can't help you. He has helped me in every imaginable situation before. Meireishis heyoso. He talks about a child born, creation, vispatchuso, growing up, viankuso in his youth, vinaruso in his adolescence, uvachruso, a little older, vigilho amido, visevoso, old age, atzofinyano. He has a track the whole life. He's always there for the person. He has been there. Oh, b'chashe yizbar leboteach. Kihukach, when you realize, when it becomes clear to you that that's indeed the case, that he's been there for you all along, right? You, like, you know, like a child maybe sometimes, he wakes up, he wants food, and he realizes, you know, who gave me food up till now? Mom, like he never thought about it. Now he realizes his mother always gave him food. So then when he goes to her and asks for food, he feels more confident. He knows she gave him food for the last 24 months. So she'll probably continue. Kashi yizbar lebotech ki hukach tischayev regiyas nafsho bo. This will demand, this will call for the serenity of relying on him. Nachmos mashe kodem lo'ola, because of what preceded. There's a history here. We're not starting from scratch. I don't have to hope that everything clicks and that things work out. There's a track record. Mishefa hatovos vato'olios haritzufos that were constantly with me. This person's been helping me all along. Like what? Wow. Like, okay, so I'm asking him to do it again. And this will be what causes the force, the strength of the bitachon. In other words, there's a sliding scale in bitachon also, as we'll see, and as we all realize logically, that there's a sliding scale. But this will cause bitachon to be solidified and strengthened when we realize what the track record is, what the best is. V'hashishis, number 6. Shehei inyan haboteach kulo moser lezer shehu boteach olav lo yuchal acher lahaziko v'lo lehoelo. Very interesting point. He says there's no one else involved. For me to have full reliance on some, on a person, on another person, let's say I go to someone for a loan. I need money. And I'm relying on him. And he's lent me in the past. And he has money. And he had it. All, everything's met. There's someone else in the picture too. It's always amazing. This is an amazing thing. He says, there's someone else in the picture that can either lend me money also. He could also lend me money. He could also do give me what I need. Or he could stop me from getting the loan from this person. Either one. He could stop me, or he could also give me the loan. I don't have full bitachon in Reuven. If Shimon, this is an amazing thing he says, if Shimon is in the picture, if there's someone else that can affect this, either, even if, he'll also lend me money. That's how he'll affect it. He'll offer me money. So my reliance on Reuven will be lessened to the degree that that there's a Shimon also. And that reliance means that's it. Part of it is that I have no choice. I'm relying on you. I'm leaning on you. I'm leaning on Reuven. And that's where I'm putting all my, oh, there's someone else that can help. You know, so I'm not really fully relying on Reuven. It's a metzius. It's a reality. I'm not fully relying on Reuven as long as I know there's a Shimon also in the picture. That's the shishis. It's like he's the only person in the world. There's no one else that could hurt me or harm me or help me either. Nothing else could. It's like saying, you know, I'm relying on someone to help me. You know, maybe they can have a chalila. Before we talked about if he can overcome obstacles. Now we're saying maybe there's just something else in the picture. Something will happen. It'll be like a car accident, you know. Lightning will strike him. Someone else will like stop him from doing it. Someone else will be mazik me, you know. Someone else will stop me from acquiring the taiva. Or below the ho'ilo. No one else can even help me. No one can harm me or help me. There's no one else that can affect my life. I'm relying on that person to affect my life in the way I would like him to affect it. And there's no one else that can affect my life. Not harmfully and not beneficially. Either one. Because if there is someone else in the picture, if I'm sharing, even if I'm just sharing my reliance on Reuven with someone else, or there's someone else that could affect what I want, then how I don't have full reliance on Reuven. There's someone else in the picture. No one else can help me. No one else can help me. Or to take away something harmful from me, Zulaso, only the object of my reliance. Ke'evan ha'kolu b'mokom soger b'rishus rabo. Like an eved he's like a prisoner. He's in a place, he's with his adon, and he can't leave, he can't escape. There's no one else around. There's no one else that can affect his life. And he's relying on his adon to give him food, let's say, and sustenance, and what he needs. And we're talking a good feeling. You know, and his adon has helped him in the past, and his adon cares about him, and his adon is able to provide, and the adon knows what he needs, and all those elements are there. But if there's someone else that could do harm or even help me. If there's someone else that can give me breakfast. So I'm not really relying on that person to give me breakfast. My reliance is not complete. It's not wholehearted. That's the point of Mechavis Al-Babas. It's maybe a big chiddush. If to think about what he's saying, contemplate it. If there's someone else that can give me the loan, so I'm not really fully relying on Reuven, because in the back of my mind, it's not causing me jitters. You'd say, well, what's the problem? I'm even more serene. If Reuven doesn't give me the loan, Shimon will.
Right.
That's his point. So you're not really relying on Reuven. Your reliance isn't complete. It's half-hearted. Because you have a choice. You have a backup. If you feel you have a backup, or someone that could mess you up. Either one. So you're not fully relying on Reuven. If you want to say that I am fully relying on Reuven, obviously the punchline is going to be when he's finished. He's going to say that obviously there's no one in which this exists other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he doesn't want you to be frum, Chayvus HaLavus. He wants in this paragraph that you should think of situations in your life where you needed people. Nivroin. He started off the paragraph saying what causes you to have reliance on other Nivroim, because he wants you to really internalize this. So if you right away start with Hashem, you just, okay, Hashem. He wants you to go through the steps of thinking about people, right? So if I need someone, if I need a loan, I need money, or even now, I just had a very intense experience with Shraga, right? So you're relying on someone. There was some trouble involved. The Baruch Hashem, it worked out. So you're relying, but it's at the back of my mind, I have a backup. I'm not really relying on him. Plain and partial. Plain and simple as that. Well, if you think about it, you'll realize it.
But on human terms, it's good to have a backup because humans are usually not foolproof.
Yeah, but
so
he's talking about the concept of bitachon. He's talking about the concept of bitachon. If you want to make the statement, I am relying on you, with all that implies and means, and all that ensues from that, it means there's no backup, you have no choice. It was, I'll tell you, a Dvar Torah for Shraga. He's on so much. There's a famous medrash. I said this over in shul once. The famous medrash that Bnei Yisrael died in the Midbar. Every year a certain amount of Bnei Yisrael died because of the gezerah that they would die in the desert. And the last year though, so a certain amount died every year. If you do the math, 600,000 died over a span of 39 years. So if you do the math, let's say it's 22,000 a year, I'm not sure, whatever the math is, doesn't matter. Let's call it 22,000 a year, although I have no idea if that's the number. That's the number in my mind right now. So the last year, it says in the Medrash that the amount of people that were supposed to, they would dig graves. And if the Medrash said they would dig graves, they would go into the graves and they would get up in the morning and that number of them would remain behind in the graves. And the last year, nobody died. So you say, okay, Hashem had rachmanos on them. He spared the last group. So this point, really, that the Chavis Obama is making here. Because every year, if you imagine someone davening to Hashem, I don't want to die. I don't want my life to come to an end. But he knows that only not everybody's going to die. Let's say you have two people in a room. And you know only one something bad will happen to. So when you daven to Hashem, it's not really a completely absorbing tefillah. Because you have a backup. It might not happen to you. You know for sure only one person's something's going to happen to one out of two people. And it's like playing Russian roulette. So you say, okay, I'll daven to Hashem. It shouldn't be me, but if that doesn't work, I still have a 50-50 chance. So it's not as intense a tefillah. That was his point. That last year, where they all were going to die, so they had no backup. There was nowhere else to turn. They're going to die. That's it. So their tefillah that last year was intent, was more intense tefillah, because they had no backup. So they connected to Hashem much more, and that's why they were spared, because the tefillah was more intense. That was his suggestion, a thought. So I'm reminded of it when we learned this Chayvus Halavos, that if you have a backup, then your bitachon is not complete. It's not an aveira. No one's blaming anyone here for anything. Chayvus Halavos is describing reality. When you think about having bitachon, and you think of having a backup, you say, you know, yeah, of course, taka, like, so I'm not fully relying on this person. I have another solution. I have another way out. So that's number six, that there's no one else in the picture. To fully have bitachon on someone, there has to be no one else in the picture. Not for bad, and not for good. That's the chiddush of the Chayvus Halavos. The idea is that there's no one else that could affect what you need. And number seven, you want to have complete bitachon. You always have to feel like that eved that's locked up in a house, and there's no one else in the world but his adon. That's it. He's under his control completely. There's no one else that can hurt him, or that can harm him, or help him. Neither way. Vashvius. And the seventh brings us back to the first idea. It's sort of like the first. I mean, it brings us back to the first parak. It's sort of like the first of these seven things that we're talking about Rachmanus, that he cares about us. But in his seventh, and now you'll understand why he has to say this, because of what he said in the first parak. The seventh is that his Rachmanus and his love for us is so overwhelming that even if we've been bad and we don't deserve what we want, he'll do it anyway. He has overwhelming rachmanis and love for us. Vashvius, because, or else I won't have full bitachon, because I'll always think maybe he's mad at me. She hezesh shabot chemol v'tachlis hatov uv'tachlis hachesed l'mi sheroi l'kach, to someone deserving u'l'mi sheina roi lo. He has rachmanus and pity, and he cares about and he loves someone who's not worthy of it. The year tuvo rotsuf v'chastol lo hafuga. It's non-stop chesed. Not chesed every other day, or chesed every other month, or chesed when he's in the mood. It's chesed even if it's undeserved. It's unrelenting chesed. Then, if you put together these seven things, I won't have to go now. It's a minute to 10. I said I'd be at the shul 10 o'clock for Mechir's Chametz. So I won't give you an oral test to say over the seven things. But I want to stress the seven things are not frumkeit. He's not telling you what to do. He's saying, think of a situation where you want to rely on someone. What would make you rely on that person? Think of the elements needed, the conditions needed to have you fully rely on, to have you rely on that person, and then he increases, he ups the ante, right? What will make you fully rely on that person? Just think about reality, metzias, think of your own life, think of reality, don't be from. Think of, I need money, okay? Person has to care about me, has to be a priority, because I've been by people and they shut the door, right? They're busy. And he has to be able to lend me money. He has to have money, and nothing can stop him. The bank closed. He's not liquid. He's not liquid. What are you going to do? And there's no one else that's going to lend me money. And he knows that the last time he gave me money, I squandered it. So, uh-oh. No, he's going to do it again anyway. These are the seven things. And then you, and now he's going to say, guess what? There's no human. There's no human power that has all these seven things. So the only person, the only object that you could fully rely on and really, really, really have bitachon is Hashem. Okay. Hope.